Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yes, Thursday afternoon, it's time for the Home Squad here on Lunchtime Live. I'm delighted today we're joined by Roisin Lafferty, who's the founder and creative director of Kingston Lafferty Design and DIY expert with Expert Hardware, Alan Grant. You're both very welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
We are talking today, of course, about picking the right white big ticket items. The dishwashers, the fridge freezer, the washing machine, the tumbler dryer, everything that goes with it. And whether or not, I suppose, are you better to integrate or not those big white ticket items? Lots of listeners getting in touch today with their questions. Do send them in to us. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106, or you can drop us in a voice note either. Alan, integrated or not?
I would definitely go integrated. It just makes the whole thing look more slicker.
Smooth.
Smooth, and it keeps in the design of the kitchen. And if you've kind of gone from one of these kind of strong colour kitchens, it just looks excellent. It keeps it nice and sharp. The only con is, I suppose, if you're moving or if you plan to move in the next 4 or 5 years or 10 years, it's very hard to bring these white goods with you because they would be very hard to integrate in the new home. And people expect when they're buying a house that it's the kitchen is nice and sleek looking, and that style that we're going for that is left there when they purchase.
Yeah, so this is, of course, the door.
The doors, yeah.
Yeah, and they, doors and, on everything.
Yeah, and when you get them fitted by a professional, it's great. They're in and out in half an hour, it's plumbed. But for you to fit that door yourself, it can be painstaking.
but from a design perspective, Alan, you're on the money. It is always integrated.
Always.
That is the only option.
Except I notice now more and more people are going for, you know, the big double door American fridges, or, you know, the kind of the fancy, the smeg colour ones. Like, you can't integrate them.
So many clients always want, we want the facility of a big American fridge. You can get it now and you can get it integrated, or you can get it as two separate doors. You can have an integrated ice machine. All of it has come so far. You can have everything integrated. Like, gone are the days where everything has to be out on the counter. Like, everyone goes with boiling water taps now. These kinds of things, it can all absolutely be designed
in. But sure, there's no point in buying the really, you know, the bright multicolored Smeg fridge if you're going to put a door in front of it.
I think Smeg is probably the exception. And, you know, you see that they've marketed themselves as that colourful pop. And that's probably more if you've got a bit of a kind of eclectic mix and match, or you have the small fridge in, say, a TV room or things like that. You see them in hotel rooms all the time.
Yeah.
But in sleek kitchens, for it to be well considered, you don't want, the appliance isn't the feature.
Is the Smeg fridge kind of, is that time come and gone in the colour? I'm just asking for myself because it's been a while since I've seen it.
It's in all the hotel rooms. It definitely is.
Yeah.
But in terms of the kitchen, I guess it's like, what do you want to be drawn to? You don't want to be drawn to a fridge. Like, a fridge is a fridge. You want it to function, and it needs to be really, really well considered, but hidden.
I have to say, I did have an American fridge years ago, and the only thing I miss from it is the ice, because it wasn't a very functional fridge for storage. I thought you couldn't, even though it was quite big, it took a big footprint, it didn't actually hold a lot.
You can get now under counter ice machines. We put them in more and more, like in a drawer, or else you can get fridges that have an internal drawer that kind of constantly has ice coming.
How much ice are you using?
You're hard on ice.
But I suppose there is a kind of a novelty to it, though, isn't there? Yeah, there is something sort of fancy about the American fridges. So we're all in agreement on integrate all units.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
What should you look out for when you're buying those big white items, Alan?
I would say, first of all, I'd set a budget and a price, right? And buy as much, buy with whatever you can afford, and look around at the quality. And I would say, check as many reviews as you can, right? And I speak from experience, because I, the first 15 years of my home, I had a washing machine. Not a bother. Okay. And then it gave up the ghost. And you kind of look at yourself and you say, 15 years, that's money well spent. I replaced it then with another washing machine, and it lasted just over 3 years out of the warranty. Unfortunately couldn't be repaired, and I just replaced it there this week, and unfortunately we had to call a warranty in on it just out of the box, so that can happen. But when you're buying white goods, I have to say, it really irritates me when you spend a lot of money on a product and then you're offered this extended warranty, like as if it's expected to fail, you know, in year 4 or 5. Now, the washing machine I bought did actually give you, when, unbeknownst to me when I bought it, when you registered, you got another 3 years, right? So that brings you up to, was it 5 years? But you know, these extended warranties to go further than that. Okay, they could be good value for money if you want to get sure of yourself a year, what is it, 7, 8 and 9. But I think, you know, we buy a washing machine or white goods now and it has ABC at all the energy rating. I think we need to have a cycle count. This is good for X amount of cycles.
I think it's like anything though as well. There's so many brands and they're all kind of trying to offer a point of difference. You know, it generally is worth spending probably the mid-level spend. You know, there's a few different brands. And you know by going into them, because for us, what people always want is, okay, what's the capacity? I've got a really busy family. For example, how much washing am I fitting in the washing machine? How much storage is there actually in the oven and the fridge? They might seem the same size from outside, but the inside is totally different. So like going and as tedious as it can be, going and actually spending time with the people who know about it, like Miele, I know they really spend the time with the customers and they kind of really, you know, go through those ins and outs. Dishwashers, they're another thing, you know, like
I know how many is in the house, how many dishes are you washing?
But also like drawer or not drawer, you know, now a lot of people, if say kids have kind of flew the nest and they don't want to turn on a full load, they'd rather have two small drawer units. You know, there's kind of lots of different things to consider.
Yeah. Listener, just on the warranty, does the warranty still stand if it's integrated or does that alter the alteration affect the warranty?
No, it shouldn't affect the warranty. And most of the kind of white good warranties are sorted out at the home. They're not brought back to the shop or anything. So the service provider will arrive out with an engineer and they'll sort that, no problem, once it's in warranty.
You just need to make sure that the way you install it is the proper way.
Yeah.
So for example, where we've been kind of tripped up before is if you're integrating a fridge, you want the door to go higher. If you start adjusting those hinges, your warranty is void. So you need to integrate it the way they advise.
Now, Michael here suggests never integrate. It looks good, but any problems with the appliance and it's a whole huge thing to fix. The integrated doors come off after time. Sacrifice the look for practicality.
No, I don't agree anymore. I think it used to be the case. I think everyone now has really, really stepped it up and they are designed for integration.
Ashling is asking, what is an American fridge? I'm from Ohio. I'm here for 20 years. But my American friends and I are wondering, what? Can you please explain what an American fridge is? It's a big, huge, double door. It's the kind of freestanding and the doors open out. They're not like, you know, the way we have the kind of the fridge. Yeah. And then it's three quarters fridge usually, isn't it? And then the fridge, the freezer is the three door smaller section, all in one. And the American fridges, as you say, always have the ice machine on.
Yeah, they do. And the cold water, it's lovely.
And the water
on the outside.
I do miss mine.
Yeah.
I do.
But it's interesting because a few of our clients have lived in the States and have come back and everything is bigger in general. All of their appliances, their standard sizes are bigger. Yeah. And we got Sub-Zero would be kind of their main brand and it's bigger, but you can integrate everything.
Yeah. Now, listeners wondering about integrated appliances, except for your hob and your oven. What are integrated hobs?
So hob, there's lots of different options, I guess. Probably the most integrated would be your my brain just went.
Is this the when you have the unit basically on the counter island where it's just flush with the top of the counter, is that?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And some of them have the fan, basically. The fan now is built into the oven or into the hob, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the word.
Induction hob. So that's an interesting one. So the hob is always exposed. Gaggenau have come up with one recently where you don't even see anything. It's completely under your stone surface, which is absolutely amazing.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah.
But I guess the thing is, people have a personal preference. Yeah. If you want gas, you're having gas, and that's always going to be exposed. And that's just, you know, a lot of the real chefs love gas, and you celebrate that. That's kind of front and center. Mm. But for a lot of people, people would prefer to have the sink on the back wall and keep your island more clear.
Now, just on that, because the question has come up a few times here, tell me about the triangle routing, where you have from the sink to the island to the oven.
That's usually where I cause all my mess.
it's basically the kind of optimum functionality. So like in general, you're meant to have what's considered most practical is you have your sink and then your dishwashers to the right of that. So it's quite an easy, you can rinse your pots, you just bend around and fill it up. You'd normally have, say, your drainer on the sink on the right. And it's personal preference whether you've the sink or the hob on the island. But people now look at the kitchen as more of an interactive social space, and the hob tends to be more of a social activity. Like, people have chats, sit at the island, talk while they're preparing food. So that's the main thing. But in terms of the triangle, it's looking at the practicalities, the distance, the amount of steps away to the fridge, to your day-to-day items, whether or not you've crockery in drawers rather than reaching up or bending down. It's the real functionality.
It makes sense to have the sink beside the dishwasher, though, even just for water.
For rinsing off.
Yeah, splashing the whole lot. Okay, 087 1400 106. Paul makes the point, there's absolutely no need for extended warranties on anything because it's all covered by the consumer protection legislation for at least 5 years. I had a refrigerator replaced free of charge after 2.5 years by just simply citing the legislation. Another texter, is buying a colourful fridge foolish? There's a current debate in our house at the minute. I want one, but my husband says we'll get sick of the colour.
I tend to agree. But yeah, I wouldn't like a coloured fridge now myself.
I'd be all for colour, but do you want your appliance to be the feature or do you want the kitchen to be the feature? Maybe bring the colour into the actual kitchen.
A friend of mine has the Smeg, you know, the multicoloured, like all of the different lines across the fridge. Yeah. It's nice, but it is kind of overpowering a bit.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Can you paint a fridge?
You can paint anything, but you know, I wouldn't go down that avenue.
Yeah, don't take any painting advice off me, actually, I should say as well. My washing machine goes crazy at the end of the spin. It actually comes out shaking onto the floor. Is there anything I can do to stop it or protect the tiles?
There is grommets on the bottom of all these, but if it is that bad, you can buy like a vibration mat and that'll sort that.
And where would you get that?
You can get that in, let's see, where would you get it?
A vibration mat for the washing
machine. Vibration mat.
So presumably you just take it out and put this mat in under it.
Yeah. The name of the company escapes me now here.
It'll come back to you. Another listener has a yellow Smeg fridge that I got years ago. It doesn't fit the new kitchen and we want to completely redecorate, but we can't afford a new fridge. I'm just wondering if your panel have any thoughts on painting it or is it ridiculous? Paint for fridges.
Like, again, it's not going to be covered under warranty, but if you prime it well and prep it well, you can absolutely paint it.
Any particular, like, is there certain paint you have to use or?
It's really all about the primer.
Yeah, it's all about the primer.
Is it?
Yeah, so just, sorry, I was thinking that other company there is AJ Products, is for the vibration mats.
Okay, AJ Products, you'll get your vibration mats.
For painting the fridges, what you referred to there, wasn't it?
Yeah, painting fridges.
Yeah, so like you need a good primer, so like Zinsser, Bin, any of them primers are blockade. Yeah, so they just kind of allow that to adhere to those shiny, difficult surfaces, and then you can paint any paint then on top.
Okay. A listener in Cork says, we've a family of three. We went for the slim dishwasher. Smaller, more frequent loads. The dishwasher tablets work better, according to this texter as well. Query now from a listener. Is the boiling water tap better than having a kettle? I'm very tempted to get one because I drink tea all day long.
So there's mixed answers, and it depends what a tea connoisseur you are. So absolutely, they
are. Now, just to explain to people, first of all, there's a certain two or three brands out at the moment. They're quite expensive, these taps, but it's a built-in boiling. You have boiling water all day long out of this tap. Some of them even have a soda stream.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And to be honest, they've, again, come a long way. They improve kind of year on year in terms of their technology. I think they're a no-brainer. They're really good. If you don't want to have a kettle out, if you've limited counter space, that kind of thing, and you justify the spend. Like in terms of, you know, boiling pasta, in terms of making tea, coffee, all of that, it's there all of the time. They are really great. Some people who are absolute like connoisseurs of tea, like
I love my tea. I will be a tea snob. Just don't think they say it's boiling, but I think it's a couple of degrees lower than it needs to be. It doesn't release that flavour from the tea leaves as far as I'm concerned. But I think if you're in a hard water area,
now,
I know people that are in these areas.
You've taken the words, right?
And my God, it can be problematic.
My mother has one at home. Yeah. I don't think she's going to mind me saying this. I won't mention which one of the brands it is. Yeah. And it is a disaster, right? Because the water is so bad where she is in Donegal. Yeah. It's there's constantly limescale. Mm. She's always having to get the plumber out, fix it. I don't know how many times she's had to get pieces and bits for it. Yeah. Like
because it's expensive.
It's really expensive.
I think it's 1,800 anywhere from 2,500.
Depending on the finish. Yeah.
It's just in a bad water, hard water area.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that at all.
Listener says, I've hidden everything in the kitchen bar the hob. It's the only way to go. Another texter, I bought a vibration mat in Screwfix. Another listener, yeah. There you go. We've got a vinyl wrap of sunflowers for our fridge. Looks great. Loads of choice.
So vinyl wrap, yeah. You can change any time, yeah.
So what is that?
That's like what you use on shop windows, basically. And what's on cars, you know, if you've got signage and stuff on cars, it's almost like a decal.
On the fridge.
Yeah.
George in Wicklow says, we'd a huge island installed, kept the sink and the hob off it and another countertop. You see, that is the dream now. Imagine having a kitchen big enough that you don't have to put anything on the island. Yeah. The best decision we ever made. The island is always clear, nothing on it. Great for socialising. Yeah, I'm with George on that.
It's very hard to keep it clear.
Reason the washing machine is jumping when it's spinning is because it's not levelled properly, says this listener.
Yeah, there's adjustable wheels underneath that you can just alter them, especially if it's on a tiled floor, you're going to have that problem. So when you're installing it, you need to, it's tricky if you have a very small kind of area where it's going into. But yeah, just spend the time of just getting those wheels levelled right.
Okay.
That's another thing on the washer dryer is, you know, whether people have enough space to do them side by side or stacked. And one thing we're finding now is people more and more like them low level side by side. If you can have it all integrated, have a counter kind of within the cupboard. But we're doing more and more drying cupboards as well, so that you don't have to have your clothes horse
this
out.
This is the dream. This sort of the, you know, the TikTok utility rooms.
But it doesn't have to be fancy. It's basically, it's kind of an electric rad in with some venting and ducting out. It doesn't need to be this absolutely expensive thing. But what it means is that you don't have this lovely design. And then the reality of life is we all need to hang up drying clothes.
Yeah, listener not happy with me. Hot taps all the way, Andrea. And Tessa's got in touch to say, I have a hot water tap. They're absolutely fantastic. Even when you're cooking a dinner, excellent. And of course, for tea and coffee as well. And I'm also in a hard water area too, but I have a water softener. Problem solved, says Tessa. There you go.
Yeah.
That's all you need, apparently.
Yep.
Just wondering if you lose a lot of interior space in the fridge if you integrate it.
No, not at all. No. And that's what I mean about talking to whoever you're buying them from, because a lot of the appliances have standard sizes, but actually the functionality of the interior changes completely depending on the brand.
Listen, loads to talk about there in the white good items today. Alan Grant, DIY expert with Expert Hardware, and Roisin Lafferty, who's the founder and creative director of Kingston Lafferty Design. Thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.